At least 14 people died this morning when a helicopter carrying Ukraine's interior minister crashed into a kindergarten. The aircraft went down outside of Kyiv. Officials say the interior minister, Denis Monasterski, and at least one child are among the dead. Witnesses describe the school area as covered with smoke and debris, and investigators say they still don't know if it was sabotage or perhaps technical failure that took down the helicopter. NPR's Lauren Mugaki was at the scene of this developing story, and she joins us from Kyiv. Lauren, hello.
Hi.
Awful scene, this chopper going down as parents dropped off their kids at the kindergarten. What did you see? You were there.
Yeah, so I arrived at the scene a few hours afterwards, but you could still see kind of smoldering building with a lot of wreckage. There was pieces of the helicopter on the kids' playground. At that point, the fire had gone out, but people who were there and had heard the crash told me that they saw flames leap into the sky, you know, 12 stories high. My understanding is that the interior minister, Denis Monasterski, and several of his senior government officials were taking a helicopter to visit a hotspot near the front lines. And then around 8 a.m., people in this quiet residential neighborhood of Brovary said they heard a huge, loud noise. A lot of people thought it was, you know, a missile, and it turned out to have hit the kindergarten.
And at least some of the deceased were not on the helicopter, right? They were presumably on the ground.
That's right. We're still finding out more information from the rescue authorities, but we know that for sure one child died and that many more are hospitalized. And I should say, just looking at the building, you can tell, I mean, the windows are completely blown out. Half of the school is totally ruined. You know, I talked to one woman who was there with her grandchildren just looking on at the wreckage, and she was saying that her grandson, Volva, he goes to school there, but that he had been sick for the past few days, so they'd kept him home, and just it was sheer luck that he wasn't there this morning.
Lauren, have the authorities given any reason, any theories, any early theories as to why the helicopter went down?
They haven't, and they haven't really ruled anything out. They said that an investigation is going to take a long time. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that he was going to order an investigation. Some people I talked to at the crash scene kept emphasizing, though, how foggy it was this morning. And one mother said, I don't know why they tried to fly a helicopter in this fog.
Tell us a little bit more about the interior minister who was on board this helicopter. What was his role in the war?
Yeah, so his name is Denis Monasterski. He was 42 years old. He leaves behind a wife and two sons. He is a lifelong lawyer, parliamentarian. He's kind of always worked in government. He was very passionate about reducing mortalities within regular road traffic accidents. And then the war comes along, and he, his department, the Interior Ministry, oversees law enforcement, police force, the National Guard, the state emergency services. So he had a huge role. And even before the war broke out, he told reporters that taking on this role was the most difficult decision in his life, and talked about the sacrifices he made to take on such a role. And as of right now, it sounds like the head of the police will step temporarily into the role. He is one who reported directly to him and has a lot of knowledge. So people I've spoken to here say they don't expect there to be a huge gap in, even with this huge loss, they don't expect this to backtrack war efforts.
Having said that, this is the loss of at least one person in the inner circle of President Zelensky, yeah?
That's right, and several other of his, you know, senior government officials as well. So it is not a small loss.
That is NPR's Lauren Mugaki in Kyiv. Lauren, thanks for your reporting today, and stay safe.
Thank you.